What are your fears around using your voice, that is? So many fears, and they really all center around fear of judgment, is what I've found. But all these little micro fears, not knowing the words, not sounding smart enough, not liking your voice, so many. And the truth of the matter is, you can get rid of them quite easily. And when you do, you'll be able to step into that power of revealing who you are. And finally, feeling the freedom to speak your truth beautifully. Today, we're going to take those fears on. I hope you won't miss a minute.
Welcome to Captivate the Room with your host, internationally known voice expert, Tracy Goodwin, an award-winning speaker who has taught hundreds around the globe to make a big impact with their voice. This podcast is for anyone who wants to step onto a bigger stage, make a bigger impact, and have a voice that makes people listen. Presentation matters, and the voice is the missing link. Join in and you'll see why.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Tracy Goodwin, and I'm so glad to have you with me today. Thank you, as always, for your shares and your downloads, and certainly for being a subscriber. And if you've left a review on iTunes, thank you for doing that. I would love it if more of you would go over and leave a quick review, honest review. And if you do, take a screenshot, email it to me, Tracy, T-R-A-C-Y, at CaptivateTheRoom.com, and I will send you a link to get a free copy of my book, Captivate the Room. Now, today I've got a big one, and there's going to be some subsequent episodes that stem off from today's episode. Today I'm talking about the fear around using your voice, and out of that are going to come episodes on shame and your voice, and something that I've been researching a lot lately, really working on boundaries and voice. You know, that was definitely the big piece of my silencing. First of all, I was not allowed to say no. None of my siblings, none of us, we were not allowed to say no, which is a huge boundary thing. My mother would not, it just wasn't allowed. You don't say no to her. And that's a big boundary thing. And so as I've been researching boundaries and voice, I think that might be a big piece for a lot of you, is that you just really weren't taught boundaries or allowed to have boundaries. So that's going to be a great episode. But a lot of that's going to be rolled in today. Today, I'm going to, in an umbrella overall, talk about this fear that you have around using your voice. And, you know, everybody that comes to me has some fear about using their voice. Even if they say they don't, it kind of turns out that they do on some level. Now, that fear might not be manifested in, I am literally afraid to say what I need to say. It could be a fear of really revealing who they are, but there is fear involved. Now, the main thing, we're going to talk about what it is that you're afraid of, all the different things, and then I'm going to give you some technique to start working through this. And this is the stuff that, you know, like my coaching clients, this is the stuff we work on. So I'm going to kind of just give you an abbreviated version. Obviously, the number one fear that even encompasses some of these other fears is judgment. I don't even call it fear of public speaking. I call it fear of judgment. We're all afraid of judgment. You may say, I'm not afraid of judgment. Yeah, you are. And you know why? Because you yourself judge. It is human nature to judge. I bet some people don't even realize that they're judging when they're judging. And even positive things are judging. As you're listening to this episode, you might be saying, well, I don't really like the sound of her voice, or, well, she's got stuck up in that high pitch for a minute, or have you ever seen her? I don't like her hair. She needs to do something with her hair. Her hair looks a little ratty, or whatever it is. Have you been over to her website? Her website, if she could use a little work on her website. Or it could be, I love that her dog is in the background. Or it could be, I don't like her dogs in the background. It could be, I love that she's so casual. I don't like it that she's judging positive, negative. We talk, think. And this is why, this is the underlying reason that we fear judgment. And I'm going to come back and I'm going to talk about ways to get past that. But let's just acknowledge that it's real.
So there's a whole lot I can say about judgment. You know, you've probably heard me, and I'll just tell you a couple of stories, and then I'm going to go down the list of other ways that you are afraid to, other reasons why you're not using your voice. And you've probably heard me tell this before, but I remember years ago when I was working with one of my greatest mentors that I ever worked with, and I said to her, I said, well, what are they going to think about me? And she looked at me and she said, they're not. They're thinking about themselves. And so there's two different ways to look at this, that people are not even thinking about you. They're not even judging you because they're busy thinking about themselves, which I think is very true. And that they are judging you because you judge. But here's the thing, and I heard someone say this just the other day, and this just put it in perspective for me. I wish that I could take the credit for this, but I can't. When you look at you, when you can embrace, when you look at your own mortality, and you know you're going to die, because we all are, what does it matter what people think? Because all that judgment is doing is keeping you from serving the purpose that you're here to serve. Now, I'll just set that right there. And there's other things I want to talk about with judgment, but other fears that I hear from people, don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. Or I'm going to say the wrong thing. Or I'm going to forget what I have to say, what I need to say. All of that is linked to the words. And I'm going to talk about that in length in a minute. Another big one that I hear, you've been shamed. And this one kind of makes me mad. This kind of makes me mad. And this is very much related to the way the psychology of the voice is developed. Now, you hear me talk a lot about, well, you know, when you were five, somebody told you to shut up. Is that shaming? Probably. It's silencing for sure. What I want to talk about when I talk about shaming is when you say something and then you are decimated and humiliated and embarrassed because of what you said and how you said it. There was, and I don't remember any of the words, of course, but when I was in college, I remember I was in play practice. I was playing hero in Much Ado About Nothing, and I was mad about something. I don't remember what it was. And I said something, and the professor directing the show, we didn't do too well together to begin with. She tore me up. In fact, all those professors at Baylor, I got my undergraduate degree at Baylor after I left the school where I got beat up. They were all like that. Tore me up. And I was humiliated. I don't think I said another word the rest of the production, the rest of the rehearsal, the rest of the performances. I was devastated. That is shaming. I've had so many people come to me and they, you know, we get into this whole judgment thing. I hear the fear in their voice. We talk about judgment. I get them on the other side of that. And then it comes out that they said something in a meeting or said something to somebody, and that somebody attacked them publicly. And that's big. I don't want you to minimize that. That's big, but we need to get to the other side of it. And that's what we're going to talk about in a minute. So there's a whole lot of reasons that people don't want to, they're afraid to use their voice. Some people, it's a simply, I don't like the way my voice sounds. Some people think nobody wants to hear what they have to say. Most of those people have been silenced. They were silenced very early on. So there's a whole lot of reasons. Nobody listens to me. I've just stopped talking because nobody listens to me anymore. The number of men, especially, that have sat in front of me and said they just don't even talk anymore because they've been cut off so much, interrupted, because they weren't dynamic enough or interesting enough. There are a lot of reasons why we are afraid to use our voices. Now, what is it that you're so afraid of? Why are you afraid to use your voice? I want you to think about that. And there's a little exercise that I'd like for you to do, and I think that this will be very powerful for you. I do this in my Voices of Success group, which is such an amazing group, by the way. Let me just kind of brag on it a minute. Every week, like from week one, people are making these incredible shifts. So I do this exercise most of the time in that group. That group is so individualized. I don't always do it. But I want you to write down everything you're afraid of, all the reasons why you're afraid to use your voice. I'm afraid of judgment. I'm afraid that I'm going to sound stupid. I'm afraid what people are going to think. I'm afraid I'm too loud. I'm afraid, you know, whatever. What are all the reasons that you are afraid to use your voice? Write them all down. Write every one of them down. Then, line by line, issue by issue, I want you to ask this question. So look at the first thing that you wrote, why you're afraid to use your voice, and ask the question, is this true? Is this true? Now, you'll either have a yes or a no. And what I think that you're going to find is that a whole lot of the stuff that's on that list that you're afraid of is actually going to be a no. And you've given it all this power, which I'm going to talk about in a minute, that when you don't speak or how you speak, you're giving your power away. So write down no, yes, no, yes, no, yes. Everything that is a no, is this true? No. Scratch it off the list. And then look at everything that is a yes. And there may not be anything, there may be a few things. And then ask the question, okay, what can I do about this? What can I do to fix this? You don't like the sound of your voice? Is there anything you can do to fix it? Well, yeah. You can listen to videos of mine. You can listen to this podcast. You could take a class. You could join my class. You can fix it. So do that exercise. And I think it's really going to put in perspective for you that you're giving all this into all this fear that isn't real. A big part of why you're not using your voice or why you're struggling with using your voice is because of the words. Like forgetting what you want to say, not being able to think of what to say, not thinking you have anything good to say. This is also true for perfectionism and people pleasers. And you don't have to raise your hand, but I know you're there. You're trying to get the words perfect. I can't get the words perfect, so I just won't say anything. I don't know what they want me to say, so I'll just say nothing. People pleasing. So all of this stuff that you're doing is what I call tentacles out. And you may have heard me talk about this before. You are desperately, you've desperately got your tentacles out, trying to grab a nugget from them to secure you, to secure your use of your voice. Well, if I can get a feel for what they want me to be, I'll be okay. Well, if I can get a feel for how they feel about what I'm saying, I'll be okay. Well, if I can get a feel for the right words that they want to hear that will get me what I want, I'll be okay. You know what? It's time to pull those tentacles in and be okay regardless of them. Because here's the thing. That's when you'll start revealing who you are. And that's when you will get what you want. Check out the episode on masks. You're putting all these masks in place, trying to get a result that you will never get ever because of the masks, the very thing you put in place to get that result. And I guarantee that I've researched it. I watch it and I see everybody do it. And when we crack those masks, and pull those tentacles back in and stop caring about what they want you to be, that is when the fear goes away. And that is when you become powerful and compelling and real and get what you want. So much of this is linked to the words. I get it. You're analytical. The words are important. But you're spending all of your time up in your head trying to get it right, focusing on the words, focusing on holding on to the words. Your speed is probably too fast because the words are going too fast. I've talked about it before. You've got to tap into the message. In fact, I think I did a whole episode on it. Break the masks, tap into the message. And then all of this stuff, all of these reasons really are going to link back to judgment. So let's go back to judgment. First, embrace that the words will be there, that you are the expert, that what you have to say matters. Because it does. Stop comparing your expertise to their expertise. You are the expert in wherever you are at right now. Whatever you can teach, great. Whatever you can do, great. Don't try to compare it to mine. Don't compare your 2 years to my 28 years. That's not fair. You could even be better than me. Don't try to be me. So let's look at you first. The words are going to be there. Stop giving your power away. You are the expert. Reveal who you are. Take a risk. Be good enough. Matter. Know that your voice matters. Know what it is you want to say. What do you want to say? You could say anything. If there were no limitations, what would you say? How do you want to use your voice in the world? What do you want to say to your boss, to your coworker? If there were no limits, what would it be? Craft your message according to that. Because when you start saying what you need and want to say, everything is going to shift because the thing that's keeping you from doing that is a fear you're going to lose it. And I think that the chances are pretty good that you're not going to lose it. You're just afraid of that because you're holding it in, holding it in, holding it in, holding it in. And then you say something and you get burned on something. And so you go back to holding it in. Let me tell you something. And this is the number one takeaway from this episode this week. Stop living in the past. Yeah, you got burned in the past. Yeah. Your psychology of the voice story was written in the past. Yeah, nobody wanted to hear you. They cut you off. They shut you up. They shamed you. They embarrassed you. They did all of it, and they did it to me too. But you know what? I'm right now. What do I want to say right now? You could be judging me right now. But right now, I'm using my litmus test. What do I want to say to these people that will empower them to get to the next level? It's not about me. It's about serving you. Stay in the now. You are dragging around something that happened 14 years ago and you're still letting it call the shots on how you're using your voice. I get it. I went into college. I went into adulthood still dragging around my past from being silenced as a child. I mean, granted, there was a lot of work to do, but I got it done pretty quick. You know, those limits that you're imposing on yourself, they might not be real anyway. And if you can remember the rule of speak your truth, just do it beautifully, you're going to be okay speaking your truth because you're going to do it beautifully. And then practice saying it out loud. If you will practice saying out loud what you need to say, you're going to buffer that fear. I do it. If I have to go in conflict, I used to dread conflict. I mean, like literally, I was going to move and change my hair color and my name because I wasn't having conflict. Couldn't do it. Do I love it today? No. But do I move and color my hair? No. I write down exactly what I need to say and I practice it out loud and I find the message in it and I connect to that and I go straight to the person that I need to speak to. Is there fear? I don't know, maybe a little, but not in a afraid kind of way, in a I'm ready to get to the other side of this and I can't wait to see how good this outcome is. It's almost more of an excitement. Can you imagine being excited about conflict? That's kind of how I feel. But I know what I'm going to say and I say what I need to say. And I don't drag it around because I don't want anything to steal my ability to use my voice in this now. So, what are your fears? Write the list down. Go back and listen to this episode again. There's a lot of things in here that, you know, you can look at doing. Live it, stay in the now. Write down what you need to say. Figure out what you need to say. Figure out what you're afraid of. Get past it. Stop putting your tentacles out. Reel your tentacles back in and reveal who you are, irregardless of what I'm going to think about you. Because I want to tell you something. 9 times out of 10, when you're so busy worrying and fearing about what they're going to think about it, when you reveal who you are, they are relieved when you reveal who you are. I see it in my coaching practice daily, the victories of people going out and revealing who they were, who they are, and coming back and telling me they treat me totally different now. So let this one sink in. This is huge. Everybody comes to me with fear. I believe that, if public speaking is the number one fear, then it is this number one fear of judgment. And I believe it to be true in many, many ways. And I think that it's okay. I think we all experience it. But I think we need some techniques to get to the other side of it. And hopefully that's what I gave for you today. Hopefully this was helpful. But I'm going to wrap it up there. And as always, if you have any questions or thoughts or anything you want me to do an episode on, send it over to the email, Tracy, T-R-A-C-Y, at CaptivateTheRoom.com. And until I see you next time, you know what to do. Get out there and speak your truth. Just do it beautifully.
Thanks for listening to Captivate the Room with Tracy Goodwin. You can reach out to her at CaptivateTheRoom.com and be sure to grab the voice formula. A free video series that will help you start making a bigger impact with your voice today. If you've enjoyed this episode, please leave a review on iTunes.